on right now?
Well, overnight we received about 10 centimeters of snow, and we initiated a truck plowing operation to improve conditions for the morning rush. We have more than 200 pieces of equipment, truck plows and loaders out there, clearing snow since 11 p.m. last night.
Now, with the plows, when you have a situation like this where the snow is blowing, you know, where like the drifts are completely unpredictable because the snow is relatively light. So, do you feel like you're fighting a losing battle when a plow can go down a street and an hour later it looks like it hasn't been touched?
Well, we're trying our best to improve conditions for the morning rush and vehicles in the morning. So we have to plow and replow. This is an ongoing event. You have to replow some spots and deal with some trouble spots as well. But it's an ongoing battle. Hopefully by the evening, the wind should come down and then a bigger plow operation will be initiated.
So if I'm hearing this right, Michael, is the focus more on just sanding and making sure the conditions aren't slippery because the snow removal is a bit more challenging, or is it a combination?
We're doing both. We're sanding 24/7 and we are plowing, truck plowing since 11 p.m. last night. We're right now concentrating on the main routes, obviously, just to make sure that these routes are clear. But with the blowing snow, we have to go back again and again and do second rounds on these spots.
Greg?
Yeah, as I'm heading west, eastbound rather, on Bishop Grandin, it's really tight here as a full third of the median lane is gone. It's disappeared in a snowdrift. So there are going to be challenges throughout the city for sure. And just had a car pass me fully halfway into my lane. People are having to sort of make up the rules as they go along from time to time here, Michael.
Yeah, well, we'll have to dispatch another plow again to that location and just replow it again. We're battling the winds. We don't make them. We don't make the snow. But we have to clear that. And we'll be there again to replow.
Is there any good news in this, Michael, in the fact that the snow is, it's not thick and heavy, at least removal-wise. It's light and should be relatively, it blows more easily, but it should be perhaps more easy to move?
Yeah, I'm not sure what I prefer, blowing snow or heavy snow. But as you can see, it's easier maybe to push out, but it's coming back.
All right, Michael Cantor joining us from the City of Winnipeg, Manager of Streets Maintenance. Thank you so much for the chat, Michael. We appreciate the access.
Thank you.
7-Eleven on 680 CJOB. You can let us know what you are seeing. You can text us at 204-780-6868. And we're going to discuss the Conservatives pulling a Heritage Minute parody.
Yeah, it's not the Liberals that got mad at them about it. It's a totally different argument being made about this ad. So it's kind of